Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. I like to let you know that from reading Jeremiah 49, verses 38 and 39, and reading some of the commentaries, I believe that God will save a huge number of Iranian Muslims. And let me read to you this passage from the Bible. I will set my throne in Elam. It shall come to pass in the latter days, I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord. many years ago, when God paid my attention about what he is doing in Iran, needless to say, it was in the news and everybody was talking about it, the Islamic Revolution, and Khomeini killed hundreds of thousands of Iranian Muslims, and that caused millions of Iranians to leave Iran and to go to Europe and America. And of course, I knew that this is God working, I mean, at least using what happens to make millions of Iranians open to the gospel and turn them off from the consequences of following many of the Islamic teaching to the letter. So, I wrote a book to answer the questions Muslims have about the Christian faith entitled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And the book presents Jesus in the most understandable, attractive, convincing way to educated Muslims. So God brought to our ministry $10,000, which is unusual. And I was praying, God, what do you want us to do with this money? And strong conviction in my heart, send your book to Colorado Springs to be translated by the best Iranian Farsi translator and print it and start making it available to Iranian Muslims. So I did that. And of course, I was praying, God, use this investment to bring Iranian Muslims to Christ. And sure enough, I got an email. Let me read it to you. Even the technical support of the radio station is looking at the email right now. Omar from K-Wave. My father is Iranian and was raised in the Muslim religion. When I became a Christian 19 years ago, I bought him a Bible in Farsi. Over the years, he has had many questions, which my husband and I have done our best to answer. However, when I got hold of your book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend in Farsi, I was so excited to share it with him. About a month later, as he and I spoke, he couldn't stop telling me how much he loved the book, and he finally understood the difference between the Quran and the Bible. I am so thankful for your book because I know it has answered so many of his questions and giving him clarity. I am blessed to say he considers himself a Christian today. So for you, my audience, I want you to know from this praise report that many Iranian and many Muslims, they don't believe in Christ because they never received answers to their questions. You see, I have a purpose of reading this testimony to you. Many of them are confused. And that's what this daughter said about her Muslim father. And she said that the book gave him clarity. You know, they are very confused. He finally understood the difference. Anyway, another email, another testimony happens. Also, not a long time ago, I was contacted by Pastor John. He is a senior pastor of Salem Lutheran Church in Orange, city of Orange in Orange County, California. He called me and informed me that he met an Iranian family and asked him many questions, and he needs help in sharing Jesus effectively with them. Of course, I drove to his church, like a few minutes from where I live. And he said they need to understand the Christian faith and get answers to their questions about God and Jesus. And he said a couple of them speak and read the Farsi language. So I gave him my book in Farsi. And he sent me an email. A few months later, Pastor John invited me to speak at the three Sunday morning services at Salem Lutheran Church, even though I am not a member there and I am not ordained. You know, Lutheran are very strict in who to invite to speak from the pulpit. I think it's against their policy. Anyway, he managed to make it happen. And I was wondering, I told him, thank you for inviting me. That's a great privilege and a blessing to me. And he said, I invited you because the Muslim family, the three Iranian, we gave them your book, came to Christ. And actually, I met those three persons, Shane, Sherving, and Shadi, at the church. Of course, I couldn't help. Tears came out of my eyes, tears of joy, when I saw them, and they hugged me after I introduced myself with a big smile, and they told me we were Muslims. About 4 weeks ago, Pastor John had given us your book, and it answered all of our questions, helped us to understand who Jesus is. And after reading your book, we were able to believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And actually, they got baptized at Salem Lutheran Church. What does that mean? It means that God is waiting for us to take actions, and He will use our lives to bring Muslims to Christ. You know, I had to make the investment and the effort and everything to make the book available in Farsi by faith. And even the people that donated the money to our ministry donated by faith. But see, God wants us to live by faith and serve Him by faith. Let me give you now another verse, Isaiah 19:21. God promised to save Muslims in Egypt, my homeland. Let me read to you this verse. Then the Lord will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day. Another translation mentioned the Lord will make Himself known to the Egyptians. Wow. This is Isaiah 19:21. I always like to read it in different translations. You know, Isaiah 19:25, God said, "Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, the work of my hand, Israel, my inheritance." What, God? Egypt, your people? Yes, that is what God said. "Blessed be Egypt, my people." You find that in the original language and in the translated languages. Please allow me to repeat that verse. "Blessed be Egypt, my people," Isaiah 19:25. "Assyria, the work of my hand." So love, God loves the Assyrians, the Iraqi. "Israel, my inheritance." God loves Israel, the Jewish people, absolutely. God loves them and have a wonderful plan for their lives and wants to save them. God loves the Americans. There is no question about that. I don't know why too many people focus on negative things in America. I mean, when you look at the other side, God showered His blessings upon the American people, especially upon Christians. You know, I went to Egypt in a mission trip recently. I came back kissing the ground of America. You know, I told my wife, she's ex-Muslim thrown in prison in Egypt. I told her, come with me to Egypt. And she said, no, I'd rather stay. I have so much to do here in America in the ministry. I told her, yeah, but Egypt is our beloved homeland, the country we were born and raised in. You know, come with me. And she said, no. America is my land now. America is my country now. America is the one that got me out of prison. America is the one that I am exercising my freedom while I am living here. However, my point is now, God loves Americans and Jewish, but remember, equally God loves the Iranian people, the Assyrian people, the Iraqi people, the Egyptians people, and the Arab people. And this is biblical. And my focus is in the New Testament, okay? Oh, remember in Acts 2, on the day of Pentecost, Arab people were evangelized. Egyptian people were evangelized. all the believers were meeting together in one place, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Some of the audience that were there from Egypt and the Arabs, of course, Jews were evangelized. They hear Jesus' disciples speaking in their own languages, the language which they understand about the wonderful things God has done. I am sure the Arabs and the people from Egypt were evangelized that day. Hallelujah! The God of the Bible, as revealed in the New Testament, is the God who loves every living person equally. No difference, the Bible said, between Jew and Gentile, between slave and free, between woman and man. And I love even the Old Testament, because the Old Testament expresses about this fact. We know from Genesis that God chose Abraham and told him, I will bless you and I want to use your life as a blessing to all the families of the earth. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this program will be continued next week. But for right now, before we end, please, please join me in praying, which is the most important thing we can do. Because without God's presence, without God's hand, actually, there is nothing spiritual or eternal we can accomplish. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we rejoice, God, because of who you are. We rejoice that you revealed about your grace and love and character fully, completely through Jesus Christ's life and words and through your disciples' teaching. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your word that you gave to us. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your heart. God, today we come before you, God, as your family, me and my brothers and sisters, my audience. God, we ask you to keep preparing us, God. Keep motivating us. Keep equipping us. Equip your church, God, our fellowships, to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of Muslims. God, use us before our lives is over to help millions of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening. God's grace and love with you today and tomorrow and always. Until we meet again, salam, peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.